Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I spent this past weekend with a relative of mine, and you know, I will say that his choice in friends that he spent a lot of time talking about are very questionable. And they're people that don't do a lot to add value to his life. They're people that he seems to be able to, he takes care of them, but they don't seem to really take care of him. And as I look at these observations, I start to realize how important friendships are. Now, one of the things we've talked about many times is just the importance of the relationships in your lives. And, you know, if you think about the single biggest driver of happiness for people, it's the quality of the relationships around them. So if you have good relationships and you spend time with quality people, you feel rejuvenated. And if you have people with poor relationships where they suck your energy, well, that just takes everything out of you. And so I think it's really important to really think about spending time with people that adds something to your life. And there's some definite signs out there of people that maybe you want to distance yourselves from. Right? If you have a success and they're not there for you and they're not happy for you, right? Sometimes they're even jealous of you. That's a telltale sign that the person you're dealing with doesn't really care much about you. They care a lot more about them. You know, if they're not really interested in the details of your life, so if you find that they're telling you a lot of things, but when you try to tell them things, they don't listen to you, that's a sign and that's a problem. You know, if the people around you don't really like this particular person, that could be a red flag too, right? Especially people that you see as good judges of character. You know, people that tear you down to make themselves look better. Maybe they criticize you, but it's not in a constructive way. It's just in a way to tear you down. You know, they tend to measure what you do for them, right, against what they do for you. And there's this, when you come away from spending time with them, you feel worse than you did before you got there, not better. So there's this thought that, you know, there are friendships that you have that maybe they're childhood friendships that you outgrow. You know, I recently came across a friendship that I had that I've had for many years, and I just saw this person and it's just not there anymore. And it's okay to move on. It really is. When you realize that you have people that aren't adding to your life, they're subtracting from your life, it's time to move on. It's time to let go. And we can make the decision to do what we want to do when we want to do it. We can make the decision to spend time with people that make us feel good about ourselves, not that feel poor about ourselves. So why would we not take the opportunities that we have to really spend time with those important people in your life? Because if you do that, if they're important people that add something to your life, that are truly great people. So when you walk away, you have a smile on your face. They make you feel better about yourself. They make you feel good about your life. And you simply enjoy spending time with them because they're positive people. Those are your people. Spend more time there. Make it a priority. You know, we always say over and over again, you can make more money, you can't make more time. And if you think about the time that you have away from work, and away from doing the things that you have to do in terms of responsibilities and outside of sleep, there isn't that much time that we all have in our lives to do those things. And knowing that you only have a finite amount of time, why in the world would you spend some of that time with people that are not positive, that don't make you feel good, that you feel don't care about you as much as you care about them? You don't have to. Right? It's a decision. Make a decision to spend people that add to your life, not that subtract to your life. It's that simple. So I would just do an inventory of the people that you spend your time with. Ask yourself a question about each one. Do they add to my life or subtract from my life? And those that subtract from your life, unless there's some absolute need, like, you know, a parent or a sibling where you just have to see them, try to, at the very least, limit your exposure or eliminate them from your life. And if it is a relative or somebody that's really important for you, do everything in your power to at least limit that exposure to them. You know, you don't have to spend the full day. You can go visit them for an hour or two and then leave. Right? Minimize that negativity in your life. Minimize those challenges. And if you do that and you spend your time with the people that make you feel good about yourself and that make you happy, you will be a happier person overall. It's that simple. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, or from there they can click on other links to Apple or to Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, do that inventory we talked about. Look at the people that you spend time with and ask yourself, do I have to spend time with this person that is a negative influence on my life? Do I have to spend time with this person that's taking advantage of me, that makes me feel worse about myself? And if the answer is no, you don't have to, it's time to move on. Relationships often get to a point where they're no longer needed, they're no longer beneficial to you, and people outgrow each other. And maybe there's some people in your life that fit into that category, and maybe it's time to move on.